AM 1450 KBMW.
Yeah, it is good morning and a good Monday morning. Yeah, they do exist. November 17th going on here. A little bit of sunshine, nice way to start things, 32 degrees. It is Monday, and you know every Monday, got to check in, find out what's going on in the land of green and white, Breckenridge School News. Send in for Christy this morning. Jordan Christensen on the phone with me. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Is the school buzzing this morning about a great Cowboy victory on Saturday?
This is as you said, it's a great Monday morning. This is to be playing football on the last week of the season still is a pretty cool feeling around the school. It is. The kids are excited. A lot of kids are even more excited that there's no school on Friday so everybody can go down.
Right. Man, what a team, what a game, and what a season. But, hey, you got a lot more stuff going on, Jordan. What's happening in Breckenridge Schools this week?
Today we have kindergarten through sixth grade parent-teacher conferences from 3:45 to 7:15 over at the elementary school. And then on Tuesday, junior high girls basketball is traveling to Barnesville with the 7th and 8th grade girls playing at 4:30 and 5:30. Wednesday, we have our normal one-hour late start. That's every Wednesday except for a couple throughout the entire school year. And then Thursday is kind of a pretty big day. The girls kick off their season for basketball. The varsity team plays Perm. They travel to Perm on Thursday. B squad starts at 6 and varsity starts at 7:30. That'll be on the Perm activities YouTube page. They have all their games on that. You'll be able to watch that if you'd like. And then there is a Pep Fest 8:45 a.m. on Thursday for the football team before they head down to the cities to play the game on Friday, which we play Minnesota on Friday at 10 a.m. at US Bank Stadium. And hopefully we can have a little more luck than the Vikings did this weekend.
No kidding.
And then the last thing is our fall play was scheduled for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They moved that, so there are two performances on Sunday. So there's the first performance is Saturday, 22nd at 7. And then on Sunday, November 23rd, there is a 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m. Showing for the fall play. So those of you that want to catch that, they move the Friday performance for the game. So,
all right. Still a pretty full week going on over there in the land of green and white. Well, Jordan, thanks so much for the report. Always great talking with you. And, go Cowboys.
Thank you, Bill.
Jordan Christensen sitting in for Christy Sullivan this morning. That's Breckenridge School News. We do this every Monday this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Time once again for another edition of Point of Law. That is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wapton, home of the Ceramic Shine Car Wash.
If your insurance policy has expired because the company failed to send you a renewal notice, are you covered if you suffer a loss?